Blog Talk Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as Kantianism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Attention everyone, one.
If all radio stations in town were palm trees, we'd be the one with the biggest coconuts.
Check this out, we got a great show coming your way today.
Hey, everybody, get it out!
All I can say is wow.
Lock it on to the best station on the net. Online.
God, I love the station.
I am completely in awe of him.
I'm addicted to this.
I'm excited for him.
You got it going on, girl.
I love you. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Joanna Wells. I'm so happy to be here with you all. Happy Sunday, Easter Sunday for many of you out there. Very, very exciting times. And I see Easter mainly a time for family, a time for eating lots of food, eating candy or whatever the heck you can get your hands on or mouth on, I guess. And wine. I'm drinking my vino right now. And yeah, just having a wonderful time, and it's a great occasion. And yes, Easter is, many people don't realize, it is a pagan holiday. And there's a lot of memes like going around. It's kind of funny. One, it's regarding Ishtar. It shows Ishtar as a statue with a bunch of eggs on her and little bunny rabbits. And I never saw that before, but I thought that was kind of funny. And I just put out a video on YouTube about, you know, the history of it and how it came to be. Constantine pretty much used the, you know, most of the pagan holidays and kind of converted them into Christian holidays because he wanted to make the Christians feel better. Because many of them were converting into paganism. And so, I mean, they were pagans and then they were being converted into Christianity, but they were still used to their rituals all the time. So then they decided, okay, well, we're just going to mix and meld them together, not a problem. So I find that to be pretty interesting. You're going to find that out in history. Especially if you go into Christmas, you're going to learn a lot of stuff, but I will save that for Christmas time. I'll save that for that time. But so we've got a lot of developments going on right now. Really, really exciting times. The hubby and I have just launched our very first Etsy shop. And we both put together t-shirt designs and everything, all based on mainly for the, you know, the earth-based spiritual people like paganism and everything. Are you guys going to get a kick out of them? Some of them have humor. Some of them, you know, are just pretty much realistic, I guess. I think you're going to like it. It's really fun. So if you want to go check out our shop, let me go ahead and find the address because I'm just new to it as well. Our Etsy shop is ravenmoonshadowshop.etsy.com. So go ahead and have fun with that. I'm sure you're going to like it, like what you see. And my husband has really put the designs together. He is absolutely amazing designer. And he had a lot of fun. So I think we have about, 16 shirts up there. You know, this is just the beginning. We hope to have a lot more shirts up there, possibly up to 50 or 100, as many ideas as we can actually think about. But, yeah, we're very, very happy about that. And we decided, a lot of changes are going to be happening, especially on my YouTube channel, both my YouTube channels. You know, I was known for teaching people how to be, you know, secure creditors for many years and getting their silver bullet trust. I mean, I still offer those packages, by the way. I still offer the silver bullet trust on my website, movingbeyondthematrix.com. I just want to let you know that. But I'm moving back into doing what I used to do or have been doing. I am a reader. I'm a psychic intuitive. And I've been a tarot reader since the age of 17 and have been dabbling into magic, Judaism magic, like Kabbalah magic. I was part of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn for many years and found it to be extremely powerful. And it is very powerful magic. You know, they utilize a lot of Jewish mysticism, the Kabbalah, which made me feel a lot more comfortable at the time because, you know, I do come from a very Catholic background from my parents, my family, and they're also a part, you know, my dad's Mexican. So coming from that background, it actually helped me to move into that type of magic for a while, and it is extremely powerful. It really is, you know, it is the right-hand path, we call it, but it is really extremely powerful because they utilize certain symbology to trigger your subconscious mind to create the reality that you want, to create change, okay? And then later on, you know, for many years later, I ended up moving into the left-hand path, which I've mentioned before, because I just find it to be a lot more powerful for me, and it just tends to work with me a lot better because I decided to work with the ancient gods. And when we talk about the ancient gods, I'm not really referring to, like, these beings that we worship or any of that stuff. It's basically, they actually symbolize specific currents, you know, whether it's about for money, you know, if you're like, let's say that you want to bring in money or good luck in your life, they put like a Buddha statue right there and then you connect with that energy. You know what I mean? If you want to connect with Jesus in that way, you can utilize some magic with Jesus. And there's a lot of people here in Mexico that are Catholics and they utilize a lot of the saint candles. Like Guadalupe, and I use her every now and then. I love to have her on there every now and then. To me, she represents feminism and, you know, divine feminine. And all the Catholic saints, and they tend to work with them. They do prayers. They do devotions. It's very Catholic place, a country, but, you know, a lot of it is based on paganism, okay? So, I mean, you can light one up for Jesus if you feel that you need protection. He's because of his the history of him being around and existing, especially in the mental plane and in the spiritual plane for a lot of people, he's very, very, very powerful, and you can conjure him up to protect your family and all of that stuff too. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways of doing it. So, anyway, getting back into my YouTube channels, there's one on Jorena Johnson. I used Johnston for many years because of my last marriage. People know me by Jorena Johnston, but my last name is Wells now. It's been Wells for the past almost 10 years. and then I have another channel called Jorena Raven Moonshadow, and that is basically all magic. All, you know, I talk about spell casting. I talk about, you know, and I do my readings on there. I mean, I'm really going to be putting more energy into it than I ever have before. And it was something that I had to, you know, I figured this year would be the year to do it. I put a lot of my love and passion into it, and that is just what I do. That's what I love to do. And along with that, we have T-shirts that, if you like, you can go ahead and grab them as well on Etsy. And in the near future, my husband's going to be putting together some radionics. He's really good at, you know, with electronics, so he's going to be putting together some radionic devices on that Etsy shop as well. So, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that too. So, yeah, a lot of exciting developments more so than before. You know, it just seemed like things were kind of stagnant for longest time, especially when I got off, when I got booted off my TikTok channel. But I always see it as a sign. It's like saying, you know, it's just time for you to move on. If you cannot talk about the things that you're supposed to be talking about to help other people to free them, then it's time to move on to other things and be more creative in the way that you share your information. So to me, being on Freedomized Radio really helps me to share information that's very important to the public, especially with things that are happening out there, you know what I'm talking about in the news with the globalists and all that. So, I mean, I'm really big on that and sharing truth, okay? You know, we're really, you know, because what the globalists have done for many hundreds of years is massacred many Native Americans, massacred many Celtic people, massacred many they were Native Americans here in Mexico, many Africans, many people from all over the world massacred in the name of their religion. And really, it wasn't the religion. It was just they were using Jesus as a cash cow to convert people. And it was for domination. And really, they were making him look really bad when he had nothing to do with it. Okay. And that is the truth. That is the truth. I mean, that's the truth that I know anyway, what these the Roman Empire was very capable of, and the Spaniards and the English. I mean, it's really a bloody battle in the name of Christianity. When it's really was really based upon love, forgiveness, compassion, and unfortunately, you know, the wrong people, it got to the wrong hands, and they were just power hungry, and they said, hey, we need to control these people some more. Well, we're not happy with our pagan religion. Let's try the Christian religion. So that's exactly what happened. And it's a shame. It really is a freaking shame. But anyway, so yeah, a lot of changes. A lot of changes are going on with my husband and I. So what news, what other news do I have for you? Let's see. Let's talk about Bitcoin, because I am also a crypto investor and trader. And I know Dave likes it when I talk about crypto. So the good news is I see Bitcoin going up to $71,000. It was at 73 and then it just went down. It started toggling up and down, up and down. And it's pretty natural. It's actually good because it's going through its own capitulation or correction on the chart. So that way it's very healthy. It's a very healthy correction because, Bitcoin went up really, really, really high. I mean, if you had like at least one Bitcoin, you made like $40,000, okay, since September. It was like at 27 grand. It's like, 72, 73. So you made a lot of money. You made a pretty good chunk of money right there in your investments. And for it to just shoot up like that and then continue to shoot up even more, it's not good. It's not healthy in the world of trading. It has to go back a little bit because it needs that correction. It's healthy that way, okay, it's because Bitcoin is not a pump and dump, right? So when Bitcoin goes up to a certain amount, you're going to get a lot of sellers. You know, they want to make that profit. And me as one of them, I'm one of them. I like to make my trades. I like to make my sales. And catch that price, while it's up. So we're going to start seeing a lot of that happening pretty soon. Right now, it seems like the green candle is going to be closing. I mean, it's going to be closing on green, which is the ending of this month, which is March 31st. And then when it closes on green, which I know it will, then tomorrow it should start really climbing, okay? But some other crypto gurus are saying that usually before the Bitcoin halving, which begins on April 20th, okay, you're going to see a lot of chopping action. It's going to be choppy the way it is right now. You're going to see a little choppy. It might go up to 75, might go up to 80, and then it goes back down and choppy, 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 okay? So that's why it's really important to do some trades when you can. When it goes up, you better take, a few hundred dollars, a few thousand dollars, take that sucker and just take some profits along the way. It's very important that you do, okay? If you're a hodler, I do tend to hodl. I hodl a good amount of Bitcoin in my Trezor wallet. And then I only trade with a little bit of money, okay, on my Bybit account. I only trade a little bit. And with that money, that's fine. That carries on. We take a little bit of money. That helps us with rent. That helps us with food and little things like that. I could trade the whole, Bitcoins that I have, but I don't want to do that. I just only want to you know, kind of, we're kind of like living below our means when it comes to our investments, because we know that something absolutely amazing is going to be happening in the crypto space, which is going to happen shortly after the Bitcoin halving. It could happen in May. And, you know, me being an intuitive psychic tarot reader as well, I actually did a reading on that. And it did say that things would be kind of choppy this month. We wouldn't really see many profits. But in May, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So it's going to be really good. And then when Bitcoin goes up, it starts to bypass. It can go up to $200,000. Okay. First of all, I'll be a little more conservative. They're saying it can go up to 110, 120 around May, June-ish. Okay. And another guru person said $200,000. So, hey, you know what? You got one Bitcoin. You better get prepared. Go get yourself a nice little car, right? Hey, you know, it's absolutely freaking exciting. So, I mean, I got into the whole crypto space because I have a passion for it. I really have a passion for it. And I do believe in future. I believe in the technology. I believe in crypto trading and all of that. So I am, you know, here I am, a witch. I'm a witchy poo. I'm a tarot reader, and I'm a crypto trader. I mean, hello. I'm a lot of things. I'm a witchy poo, crypto trader. Yeah, I'm everything, right? Psychic reader. You know, I tend to dabble into a lot of things because I have a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun for me. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome stuff. So yeah, we have a lot of other things to discuss. So I guess my husband had some other things to discuss. He's got a lot of things to discuss, which I feel he needs to. He needs to share and talk about what's on his mind. Because the thing is, him and I will get into these deep discussions, and we're like, man, we could have had a freaking show right now. What the hell are we doing? So I'm going to hand you over to Darren Wells. Here he is.
Okay. What's up? I want to talk about what the fuck is going on April the 8th.
Oh, goodness.
Because there's a lot of shit out there, and I've just seen some stuff online that makes me think. Because there's a lot of hype about this lunar eclipse. It's supposed to only last, maybe 4 hours of darkness. Some people are saying, oh, it's going to be 3 days. Or this, that, and the other, or the energies, or whatever. My question is, why is the United States bringing out the armed guard on the 8th? That is what my question is. Why would you do that for a lunar eclipse? There's something happening. There's also a bunch of other shit that's happening on the 8th. CERN is supposed to be triggering their Hadron Collider again.
Oh.
There's that thing that could be connected. So there's something could be happening. Also, another thing I've been looking into is that the NASA is supposed to be firing 3 huge fucking rockets right up at the moon when this happens. What are they doing? What are they up to? Why is the National Guard being called in? You don't do that for a lunar eclipse, right? So here's something to think about then, isn't it? I mean, we've been playing on this for the last couple of weeks or so. Oh, yeah, the lunar eclipse this, the lunar eclipse that, or it's new energies coming in or whatever. People are just surmising. And then here I'm connecting and talking with people that are actually connected to all this shit. Mm. Oh, look out. Why are you being warned to get extra food, water, batteries, candles, an AM, FM radio?
What do you think it is?
To be honest, I've no idea what they're doing. But if CERN is incorporated in this, you can bet your ass it's a portal.
Mm.
They're going to open some shit, and then obviously some shit's going to come through, and it's supposedly going to be pandemonium here in this realm, or on Earth, or whatever you want to call it. Because these days, nobody knows the truth. Because there's so much shit out there. And then, obviously, now we're in the era of the unveiling of the truth. We're no longer in the industrial age. we're in the information age, right? So here's the information coming out one way or another through the cracks, mouth of word, people grassing up people. Then you've got the whistleblowers in high up places, even the scientists are scared and saying, oh, this shit's going to happen, we're going to be doing this, this needs to be stopped or whatever. So whatever happens on the earth, we can do is just grab our asses and wish each other good luck. Because really, nobody knows. It could be just a normal four-hour lunar thing and everything could be hype and a load of shit. But at the same time, there is an order out for the eight, for the National Guard to be deployed on the streets of the United States of America. Now,
could be war, or
you got to think. At the same time, we got a war on with Putin and whatever he's doing over there, and China's threatening, and Biden just—he hasn't got a fucking clue what's going on. That guy.
Falling and tripping.
He keeps falling and tripping. He can't even remember his own freaking name. But
it's comedy.
Yeah. So on one side you've got the comedy and on the other side you've got the seriousness. So excuse me. Oh yeah, and also there's a lot of other stuff that's been happening. The bridges. How the hell did that hit that bridge? Was the captain drunk? Was he wasted off his ass? No, he wasn't. Apparently, according to the videos that we'd all seen, that ship had actually lost power. Why would it lose power? How would it lose power?
In Baltimore, Maryland.
It was in Baltimore, Maryland, yeah, when it hit that big-ass bridge. It hit the pylon that held the bridge up, and the whole thing collapsed right on it. And at the same time, I saw trigger points along the metal parts of the bridge where you would have small graphite explosions, what you use to cut steel for demolishing buildings. They're doing the same shit again. So this was no accident.
It was on The Simpsons, too.
Yeah, it was on The Simpsons, too. They predict it. Well, they didn't predict it. They're telling you everything in truth up ahead, because by universal law, they have to tell you what they're doing or else they will be destroyed and taken off realm. So this is how they're doing it. They're telling you the truth through cartoons and movies and stupid shit like that. Even sometimes they tell you blatantly to your face, like Schwab said and like Bill Gates said, they're saying shit to your face. Oh, this, and this. It's just like Bill Gates says. I mean, oh, if this pandemic doesn't get the attention, the next one definitely get everybody's attention. So that means they're planning another pandemic. But if it's going to get everybody's attention this time for real, they're going to do some nasty shit. So it could be real the next one. So you got to think about things like this.
And Valley View.
Valley View.
Was fire.
There was a fire under that bridge. How was that caused?
Mm-hmm. The same day.
Yeah, on the same day. Three bridges went down. The Indian River Bridge as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these are like, I believe these are like main points in and out of the big cities. So what are they doing? Are they closing down entry points to these big cities? Are they getting ready for something? Are they going to target the residents of these cities? I mean, the mind can just go on and on and on and think, well, whatever. But at least you're thinking. You need to think. Think for yourselves. Stop believing the bullshit that the narrator is throwing out at you. Oh, yeah, everything's going to be okay. No, it's not. You're throwing shit at us. You're trying to starve us out. You're trying to control us in such a way that we don't fight back. I mean, look at all these other things. Like, there's a lot of things that's been happening in France, for example.
Mm-hmm.
The truckers and the farmers have been throwing manure at government buildings and blocking government roads and all this kind of stuff. They've had enough. We, the people, have had enough around the world. Everybody. This is the Great Awakening. This is the information age. The information's coming out. We are finding out now what the elite was doing. Damn, think about it. A couple of years ago, well, maybe it's a little bit longer, 3, maybe 4 years ago max, when all this stuff started happening. Look at the paedophilia ring.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew about that until that came out.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden it was there in your face. Boom. Hollywood, pedos everywhere. Politicians, pedos everywhere. So the information is coming out. And just in case any of you guys have missed it, this is what we're all about, moving beyond the matrix. We are gods of Amenti. We know, we see, we saw, we pass it on to you. So, yeah, what would be on your minds? Do we do calls in this one?
Well, there's callers.
Yeah, if we've got any callers, we'd like to hear your words on this as well. So you can call in. There's a number down there. My wife will remind you in a moment because I can't remember it. It's somewhere. But, yeah, just call in. We can talk about all these things right now. I mean, it's Sunday, right? So we've got Easter Sunday. So we got, I think, we have a three-hour slot, but we'll try and do as much as we can.
An hour.
Maybe it's an hour and a half. Maybe it's about that.
Yeah.
It. But because today we're kind of like busy. But at the same time, you've got to think, well, if there's any preppers out there, you're preparing. Good on you. Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, if it doesn't happen, then even better. You've still got your stuff for next time if there is another just in case. So you have to remember all of this. And you have to question everything. So just remember, question, why would your president send out the National Guard on the 8th, on the lunar eclipse? Why? What's that about? So that was my first red flag. Because I thought, at the beginning I thought, yeah, it's just a load of hype, it's a load of bullshit. Like it normally is. Yeah, it'll only last 3-4 hours, the darkness. Well, maybe it's not even that. It just depends. It could be
3 days of darkness.
Yeah, but they're saying 3 days. You'd be lucky if it's 3 hours. But just in case, yeah. You can never tell these days. So my advice would be just get some extra food, extra water, you know, extra medication, you know, flashlights, candles, that kind of stuff, batteries, radios, whatever you need to see it through. We don't know how long this is going to be. We don't know if it's going to be an EMP that blasts out the grid. And then obviously we don't know how long it's going to take for the grid to come back on. Could be months, could be years, could be never. How many of you people out there are actually prepared? We're not really that prepared, but we have skills to survive.
And connections.
So it don't matter. It just do the best that you can through these times. If all this crazy shit happens, well, I mean, obviously with this crazy shit happening now, obviously you can see the bridges. So that makes you think, oh, remember 9/11? Same thing. They're using that graphite to eat through the steel of the bridges. You can see it on the videos. Right at the top, you see these little tiny spark explosions just as that boat hits the thing just before the bridge collapses. So you're telling me that was an accident? I'll tell it to your face. It's a load of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's on the news.
Especially if it's on the news. I mean, what else is going to be on the news, right? Think of it this way. All the news delivers is bad stuff, bad energy, bad news. It's always like, oh, this has happened, that's happened, there's been a crash, there's been a hurricane, people have died, or there's been a fire. Nothing good. Not like you hear in Dubai, because the news over there in Dubai, like, oh, yeah, this guy's just made a $20 million deal with this company, and it's all good stuff over there. But in the Western civilization where we're at, it's all bullshit, it's all negative stuff, it's all... Ba.
By
the bankers, the people in control. Wanting to control your mind, wanting to control your ass, wanting to control everything. Well, I got two words for them. Fuck you. We're back. We are remembering who we are, and we're fighting back. And you know this. That's why you're scared. And we've already won the game. We're just playing out the last chess moves. The elite know this. That's why they're panicking and throwing in the last of their moves, because that's all they have. Remember Project Looking Glass? Google that one. Every outcome that they tried, they lost. That's why they hung it up and never used it again. Because everything they tried to subdue us with failed. In the end, we won as the people. They lost as the elite, whatever you want to call them. It's just, welcome to the real world, because this is where we're living.
Yeah, he pretty much said a handful. Everyone. He had a lot on his mind, a lot on his plate, and that's very true. There's just a lot of things going on that, and I talked to my girlfriend, Zep, who's a master magician as well, an alchemist, and she's just like, when we talk, she's like, oh, there's just so much craziness going on, and she tells me everything, all the drama going on and where she's at. And also the Valley View Bridge is there in Ohio. It was set fire. Like, who the hell set fire to the bridge? You know, I couldn't believe that. I was like, what? More fire and more going on. And you can tell. I mean, the moment that I saw the thing about Maryland, Baltimore, Maryland, about that bridge, I said, okay, who's doing this? You know, because we catch on. We are really tied. We're connected to our third eye. I want to say pineal glands, whatever, you know, a lot of us are opening up. We're starting to see things a lot more. I mean, I know that my clairvoyant ability is even getting more enhanced more around this time. And I think also too, due to the vernal equinox in the spring and everything, you know, we start to open up a little more and we start to sense more things happening. And like I said, there's rituals going on left and right. Human blood sacrifice rituals going on left and right with these globalists.
And like this month's all about.
Yeah, this month is all about that. And they're just so fanatical about it. You know, it's just so sad. And I was watching a thing on TikTok last year. It was really annoying. It was really concerning about two kids, a brother and a sister. And they were talking about how their father was involved, and they're in England, and their father, who was like a senator or somebody very high up, I don't know exactly who really, but very high up, and they use the churches, the cathedrals at night to do their bloody sacrifice, and it involves babies and, you know, doing some horrific things. I mean, they explain to a T exactly what it is, and when I listened to the whole thing, I'm surprised I did, and these kids are just calling it out, and my son was telling me, he's like 17, he's an artist and everything, but he's like, you know, Mom, I think they're just under some type of hypnosis or something. Yeah. Like they're drinking something and, you know, they're getting them to drink something and they're under hypnosis because they don't remember what happened. Like they act like, what, we did this? I don't remember ever doing this, you know? Kind of like there was a thing called the My Labs. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about that. And I had an experience in the Army many years ago. And I didn't last in the Army very long. I was in only for 6 months, almost 6 months. I tried very hard to stay in long because I put a lot of energy and effort. I mean, I passed basic training with flying colors. It was great. It was very exciting in the Army. And in Fort Leonard Wood. And then I ended up going to Fort Gordon. And I started acting different. I was acting a little weird, okay? I was thinking, okay, do I need to get on medicine or whatever the hell, you know? I had for my anxiety because I did have anxiety problems. I still do every now and then, you know? And one day I was ironing my BDU, which is my my attire, my Army attire. And I was just ironing. I was listening to some good Madonna, you know, back in the day, Ray of Light, you know, just getting into it. And all of a sudden, I felt this horrible pain in the back of my skull, just penetrating. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? And all of a sudden, I saw like a tunnel vision. And then one of my friends came into the barracks. She's like, hey, she kept calling my name. And every time she called my name, she sounded very, very far away. So it wasn't like only the vision that I had, like a tunnel vision. I had a tunnel hearing as well. And I started having this anxiety, and I started freaking out and crying. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm like, hey, you know, I went through nine weeks of basic training. I was kicking ass. Only thing I suffered was my sinus problems, which I still do today. And that was the only thing that I was suffering. And I'm like, what the hell is going on now? What the hell? And I was ready to finish. I wanted to finish so freaking bad. I wanted to be part of the whole Army world, you know? And I remembered one of my drill sergeants was like, hey, do you still want to continue the Army? Are you trying to get out? I go, no, I don't want to get out. I want to continue. I was gung-ho, you know? I had all my friends there. I was loving it. I was really loving the Army. And those of you who have actually defended our country being in the military, you know what? Congrats. Hoo-ah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for your service. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah. You know, that's what we were all here for. And I love all my drill sergeants. They were wonderful. They were wonderful in Fort Leonard Wood. They were wonderful people. They got us strong and powerful, you know. But anyway, something really happened to me, and I had no idea. So what happened, I had to get out. I had to get out of the Army. They took me to a psych ward, not a hospital. Had to get on some medicine just to get whatever, calm myself down. And that was during the time I wrote my book, Sovereign Magic. And at the time, it was called A Grimoire of Tarot Magic at the time. So I had to do something. So I was writing. I was writing my book and in the hospital. And all of a sudden, I mean, it was just really crazy how I was able to get out. You know, it was really crazy. And so years later, I ended up meeting another lady who was connected to the Arcturians. She was a channeler. She was a really good channeler. She ended up channeling things that she knew about my family on my mother's side that I would have never known. Okay, it was some embarrassing things too. But she told me, she said that I was part of the MyLabs, that I was abducted while I was in the Army in Fort Gordon, that they took me under, and they have like these underground bases or places in those areas. And they tried to do a bunch of stuff to me, but the thing was I could not follow through with it. And she, according to her, she said I gave birth to a bunch of reptilians. I mean, I don't know. I think it was a little heavy, but she said some crazy, I don't know if it was crazy or what. It sounded crazy to me. And it was a lot to take in. And I mean, I didn't know what to think. And I said, whoa, you know, all I know is I just didn't feel right. And she said, when you were not feeling right, when I was feeling like, oh my God, you know, having those weird episodes, if you will, she said I was starting to remember. And then they did something to prevent me from remembering, and they injected me with a bunch of stuff. So I really, really don't know. I guess they wanted me to be one of their super soldiers. I don't know, but something within me just rejected it. You know, I rejected something, what they were trying to do. So they couldn't wait to get rid of me, to let me go. Okay. They couldn't wait to get rid of me, let me go. And because I was tapping into something that was weird, because I'm psychic. That's the whole thing. You know, maybe most of the people there that were there were not really as psychic as I was. And that was that's my skill. That's my ability. I was tapping into something. Mm-hmm, that was my defense mechanism. And so I just played along and, you know, and then I was, discharged. Yeah. From the Army and everything. So, of course, my first ex likes to use that against me. I was, you're psycho, you're crazy, you know, whatever, all that stuff. And but anyway, I never had those attacks again after I left the Army. I was fine, but I realized that my psychic ability was really increasing. I was really, really tapping into things, and I would feel my emotions were really out of whack in a way where I would just feel my clairsentient ability, where I can suck in energy and feel everything going on. You know, there were times I couldn't even drive a car because of it. I could not drive a car because I was really that out of it after leaving the Army. But before the Army, I was fine. I wasn't going through all this stuff. So something they did to me changed me in a lot of ways. Okay. And I remember this, and I will never forget this moment, that moment. And I remember it like yesterday. But unfortunately, it was a sad time for me because I really missed my friends. Even the drill sergeants wanted me to do readings for them. They're like, hey, can you do a reading for me? You know, they're really awesome people in Fort Gordon. I had the most amazing, lovely time. Really, I did. And you know what? Some of you who've had hard time in Army, I'm sorry to hear that. My daughter, she signed up for the Army, my oldest daughter. But she says a lot of bad things about it. She's not too happy with them, I guess. Mm. She liked it in the beginning, but then I guess it was more basic training she really, really enjoyed, because that's when you really get into the training. You don't have time for yourself. You're like, you get up, you know, you're in bed at 8, you're up at 4 in the morning, you're out there jogging, you're doing things, you're constantly on the go. But when you're in the school training, where you're in for about like 6 months, and mine was 31 uniforms. Sorry, I was a Signal Corps. So I was focusing on, you know, putting computers together, and I would be the one in the front lines, basically connecting the signals so everyone could communicate and everything. And I was supposed to go to Korea. So, but deep inside, it was really funny. Deep inside, I did want to come home. I didn't want to continue because I found out that I had to be there for like a year in Korea and I would not see my kids for that long. So deep inside, I didn't want to, but I still kept going anyway. It was that feeling. So there was just a lot of things that happened. And I know people have had experiences like the super soldiers. You know, they were used to be super soldiers. Because of their abilities, whatever abilities they have, but they can fight on the behalf of the people, but it would be, or for the government, but it would be for reasons where they would do things like remote viewing, you know, psychic work and everything like that. So maybe they knew about my abilities and they were trying to possibly use it. I mean, again, it's theory. I can't prove that to you, but through my experience, it was a very, very insane thing. So, you know, they know a lot about us. They know a lot about us, especially when we're on YouTube and we're just speaking out. And, you know, I've had people tell me that when they had their YouTube channel, they felt like they were being targeted. And that's what happened to me years ago in one of my old YouTube channels that I was living in the States. I was getting attacked left and right. Like, I was getting hit with scalar wave technology. I felt like my heart was going to explode. It was horrible. It was like every time I did a video, it would make me feel horrible. Like I could not do a video. I felt like I was going to have panic attacks. And that was one of the reasons why we left to move to Mexico, so I can be free to make videos and not have to worry. But it was only in the States when I had all these attacks happening, but nothing in Mexico. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, there's a lot of things happening. I don't really know what's happening on April 8th. I haven't really tapped into that. But many times what they do is they talk about these things, that it's going to happen, and nothing really happens. It could be the fact that it's all BS or the fact that they actually prevent it from happening. You see? But again, we're in a time of, you know, March and April is a time when they do a lot of these blood sacrifices. And with that, that's when they're working on manifesting things. They're throwing a bunch of stuff left and right, kind of like what happened in 2020. Remember, they threw a bunch of stuff left and right. They had to have the COVID thing. And I think also there was other reasons, maybe to try to get Trump out of office. There was so many things going on. And now here we are, election year again. And, you know, maybe people are trying to get Trump back in, thinking that that's going to be a shift and a change. But, you know, through my research, he's no better than the other people. Okay.
Yeah. So don't forget, it's left wing, right wing, it's all part of the same freaking bird, man.
Yeah.
Don't matter. We've seen things with, he's also Jewish. There's another thing to think about. Mm-hmm. Another thing to think about is, let me just whistle my vocal cords there. But another thing to think about is everybody seems to think, oh, Putin's the good guy. And he says, oh, we don't have nothing to do with your Western civilization bullshit. Well, I'm sorry, Putin. You are one of them. Because I have seen many photographs of Putin wearing elite cloaks. Not just any cloak, a special elite magician cloak that is part of one of these groups. You know, like you've heard the Illuminati, you've heard of things like Skull and Bones, and you've heard other things like this. Well, he's part of one of these things. They're all in on it, including Trump. And then you got Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks he's a good guy, he's a savior. Fuck off. He's bought and paid as well. He's got all these satellites up there above your head right now, right? He's saying, oh, it's for great internet. It's for internet that you can't get in the corner of the, you know, when you get dead-end areas and it's just directly beamed down on your head. So no matter where you're at, you've got good internet. Well, what else is in those satellites, Mr. Musk, is what I want to know. Because I've learned from high-level technology that, has anybody heard of rods from God? Let me explain what these are. Then they're either nickel or tungsten or some kind of graphite material, which is really hard and solid. They're made into like rods. I don't know how big. I mean, all you need is probably some about 9 foot by half a foot, or maybe it's 1 foot by 9 foot or 12 foot or something. And then if you drop those on the ground from a high velocity, you don't need any TNT or nuclear explosion kind of stuff, because you drop these from a height, it's going to make a fucking huge crater in the ground, and everything in that area is just out, boom, gone. It's just like dropping I don't know how to explain it. It just, trust me, you drop something from a height, do it yourself. Go to a beach, right? You drop a pebble from 2 inches onto the sand. Watch the impact. Drop a pebble from 12 inches onto the sand. Watch the impact. Drop a pebble from your height, no matter how high you are, 5 foot, 6 foot, whatever. Watch the impact. You get a pebble and you throw it up high in the air. Watch it come down. Watch the impact. It doesn't lie. It's only the scientists that lie that are being paid to lie. But once you understand how science and physics works, yeah, gravity does not exist. This is not gravity. It's a different force. Obviously, we're being lied to left, right, and center. I mean, damn. That's what this show is all about. I mean, there's so much we can put in. There's so much inside my head and inside my wife's head. We can't put all this in. It would take years to tell everybody. That's why we have the show. And that's why we had to extend our Sundays onto 3 hours. But obviously, unfortunately, tonight we can't do the full 3 hours. But this is the reason why. Because we have so much to tell you. And then obviously, don't take our word for it. Go Google it. DuckDuckGo, whatever search engine. Go underweb if you have to. In the dark web, it's all there. Everything. Normal web, dark web, whatever.
Any news in England?
There's another thing. For everybody who's listening in England. Because I'm not in England right now, but I am from England. I'd love to know what's happening with the king.
Mm.
Apparently he's supposed to have cancer. And then apparently he's supposed to die this year. Obviously, there was a bit of a joke out and a load of memes earlier on saying, oh, the king's already dead. But no, that was bullshit. But apparently he does have cancer and apparently he's going to die this year. It's been foretold. But who else is going to take over? What's going to happen? you got all these things that's been happening, and also something about the Prime Minister, the Indian Prime Minister. They're wanting him out. I'm not surprised. It's just like Biden. People want him out. I'm not surprised. Have you seen these leaders these days? What the fuck are they thinking? What are they up to? What are they doing? They're not for the people. They're not for us. Get rid of them. We have the power. Not them. They think they've got the power. They trick you into thinking they have the power. But once you see past all the trickery and all the bullshit, you can say, no, we don't need you.
And William, I think, got shot.
And what?
William got shot.
Oh, yeah. One of the monarchy princes supposedly had been shot. Love to know what that's about exactly, because there's so much turmoil and so much misinformation out there. You don't know who, what the hell to believe. But I'd really love to know why the Prince of England was shot. Could it be he's the next in line?
Oh.
Or could it be that?
Could be.
If he's out the way, the other son will get in? Because only two princes, there's Harry and William, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The ginger one, Harry. I think that's Harry, isn't it?
Harry's the one that's married to the American.
That's the ginger one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm from England. I get the two boys mixed up as well. But the ginger one, apparently he's supposed to be the good one because he was outcast and he left the monarchy. He was out the way. He thought, nah, I'm not having nothing to do with this. But I think the other one, William, that looks like his dad, he's the one to watch for. He's the evil one.
Mm.
So if he gets in...
They're talking about somebody being the Antichrist.
The Antichrist? Oh, well, shit.
Maybe he's the one.
No, apparently the Antichrist was supposed to have been King Charles. But if he disappears, does he turn back into his original self and, you know, the winged dragon and start flapping his shit all over the place? And I don't know. But then there's another thing saying that the Pope is the Antichrist. Because apparently, looking at that one, the last Pope was supposed to have died recently and a new Pope is supposed to have been put in recently. There's a lot of stuff been happening this year, and this year has only just begun. And you think about it, yeah. It is an election year. And there's only a bunch of shit that happens on an election year, because all the other 3 years, hardly anything happens or hardly anything is triggered. It's only followed through from whatever's been created through the election year just passed. Like, say, the COVID. That started on an election year, but obviously it took a couple of years to get through. And here we are again. What's next? What games do they like playing? All we have to do is just read the rules and play the game and beat them. That's how I won Monopoly. At the beginning, I was shit. Till I read the rules, I understood the game. Now I'm beating everybody. That's all it is. You just have to understand the game. Put time into it. Stop wasting your time on TikTok and stupid-ass videos and on YouTube and Facebook, because all these things are distractions. We do a lot, and I mean a lot, of homework. We do a lot of research. And we depict what's real and what's not real, because we cross-examine it with other stuff. Forever doing that. We're talking 16 hours a day here. So this is why, who we are, what we do, and we're bringing it out to you. Because it's not just something that we're thinking, oh, I had an idea. Oh, I had a dream. No, it's because we're putting the time in for you. Because we understand there's a lot of people out there that don't have the time or can't be bothered to look or whatever excuse it is that you're not where we are. But we are giving it to you.
Exactly.
So really, when you think about it, we are the researchers you basically hired. Yeah, pretty much. So, like I said, don't take our word for it. Just Google it. Go check it out. It's all out there. You'll find it out, and then just start questioning everything. Why is this? Why is that? How come? What's this? Why is that? You know, just question everything. Just don't believe the bullshit.
Goodness.
Don't let it stop you in your tracks. Just keep questioning things. Why is this? How is that possible? Why is this happening? You know, just like I said, that red flag for me. I mean, I thought, okay, the solar eclipse on the 8th is just going to be a normal solar eclipse, but why are they bringing in the National Guard?
Goodness, that's huge.
That's huge, right? So, you know, things like this, I mean, these are the topics that we bring out to you. Mm-hmm. It's not just because we're conspiracy nuts. We are nuts, but we're nuts because we put the time in to actually cross-examine all this bullshit, and we think, oh, we see something there that could be interesting to tell the people, but let's look into it first so we don't get hung out to dry. Because if somebody calls in and says, oh, well, we found this, you know, exactly. So if there is anybody out there, just quickly, if you'd like to call in and talk about the topics that we've been talking about tonight, you can call in on... if you're in America, you can call in on three...
That number's not good.
This number's not good.
It's
319-527-6208. So if you want to talk about anything that we've discussed tonight, then call in now. You have your chance. Let us know.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out what else I was going to talk about. It was funny because I had all these ideas, and then I got so busy because my husband and I, we've been, you know, putting together the printing of the T-shirts and everything. We've been designing them and everything. So I want to talk about, there's a lot of stuff going around about Christ consciousness because they're saying, oh, it's Jesus, you know, the Gnostic people, it's Christ consciousness. We're all going to ascend and we're all going to freaking fly away and go to New Earth and all this stuff.
Oh, shit.
As a magician, I was part of the, you know, I know a lot of things because I practice magic and I use the power of myself and I use the power of the forces and the elements to get information and to create the reality that I wish. I don't need to wait for a president to do it for me. I don't need to wait for QAnon or, you know, anybody outside of me externally to do things for me. So what the Christ consciousness is, I believe it's another fraudulent, what do you call it, a psyop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about, no, when the time comes, all of us together are going to, our pineal glands are going to light up and we're all going to ascend and the solar flash is going to come, it's going to hit us, and we're all going to ascend together. And I'm here to tell you,
give yourself a slap.
Give yourself a slap, my husband says, because this removes you from doing the work. As a magician, I have to do the work. I don't expect anyone else to do my push-ups for me.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do. They want you to forget about doing the work. They want you to forget about who you are. They want you to forget and stay away from all this kind of stuff. That's what the distractions are. I mean, you've got all these distractions out there. It's not just the bad things that are happening. I'm talking distractions like, oh, the Super Bowl, the Olympics, and all these things that happen every so often. All these big things, big events, distractions, concerts, distractions from you doing the work to understand who you really are and the power you have within you. That's why we are here. You want the meaning of life? We're explaining it to you through this show.
So, yeah. So, you know, I get people that are falling into the whole trap of the starseed, light worker trap. Don't worry, we're all together. We're in this together. You know, and really that we we were part of the, actually, my husband and I met through these channels. We met on TeamSpeak. We met through the Lightworker group. And when we met, we were part of Saviors of Earth. That was Brad Johnson's thing. And it was a very exciting time. You know, that's how I became known anyway. He really promoted me and put me out there because all I was doing was tarot readings and citing what I've read in certain books, like David Icke books or Michael Tsarian books or Zechariah Sitchin and all of that. And I can tell you as a magician, the work you do is your own path. You are, it's you and only you. You are the creator in your energy. You're the creator of your own reality. So the whole idea of that we're all going to ascend together, you know, is saying, don't worry, you know what? Someone else is going to do your push-ups for you. And therefore, the switch is going to come on and you're going to ascend. No, that isn't true because I'm going to tell you something right now. If it was so true that we're so awake and we're ready to ascend, why the hell did we see such stupidity in the pandemic? Might I say more?
And everything else that happened?
And everything else, people just jumping for the jab. That they don't look awake to me. Those people don't look awake to me at all. And all the other stuff that's going on, you know, religiously, people are still zombies, worshiping something, believing that this thing, they're going to be redeemed so they can go to heaven and everything's going to be fine because someone else is going to do the push-ups for them. That is wrong. That is something that's been going on for years, thousands of years. And we were watching a movie on Dune. It's called, you know, Dune, the most recent one. And I remember this one, the woman saying in the, you know, the character, not her name, but her saying, don't fall victim for the prophecy. They just want to control you, to make you believe that there's a Messiah coming. So sit on your hands while they can control you some more. That hit me really hard. That was the reason why we had to see that movie. Because that's what it's been going on for thousands of years. Or hundreds of years. Okay.
It's like we already knew that, but this movie confirmed it because we've done a lot of research through things like the Giants, Tartaria, and way back. So this is how we know. It is all out there.
And the more you sit on your hands waiting for someone else to do the push-ups for you, you are the ones that are going to be escorted into one of those camps. Okay, I'm telling you right now. I had a vision. It was a dream, a prophetic dream, actually. You would call it a vision, but it was a prophetic dream. And this happened about 12 years ago when we just moved to Rosarita Beach. It's about an hour away from San Diego, Mexico, San Diego, California. And I had a dream and I woke up crying my head off. My daughter was sleeping next to me. And I saw the Orwellian nightmare unfolding in Canada. And in my dream, I was speaking to a man who was a black guy who had a past that was military. Somehow I was connected to him, but I wanted so much to help him. That's all I wanted to do was help him. And I realized we were in Canada. And inside his house that he was living in, there were wires that were listening to everything that we were saying. And he says, you know what, lady, you're a very nice lady and all. And I had my kids with me in the dream. And I didn't even have my second ex-husband with me. It was weird. It was like I was there. I took my kids with me just to help this guy. And he said, please go back home. Don't help me anymore. He said, this is very dangerous for you. He says, they can listen to everything we're saying. This is exactly what's going on. If anything, go home and tell everyone that you need to tell what is about to happen. And I remembered each time I was in Canada, it was like this, it's kind of like New York, you know, with a big TV in the middle of the city. And then the TV guy would be saying things, but it wasn't like commercial stuff.
Oh,
it was more like, yeah, it would look like Times Square. But it was more like, okay, everybody, go do this, go do that. Like they were being told what to do and how to do it through this movie screen. it was so frightening, guys. It was the most scariest thing I've ever experienced in this dream. I woke up crying my head off. I said, oh, my God. And the thing was, my thought was, why wasn't it in the United States? Why was it in Canada? Canada is a great place. Canada is a wonderful place because I've been to Canada a few times. And the people are just so freaking polite. I mean, I wanted to move to Canada. It's so beautiful and so clean. And I had my magical mentor there at the same time in Jaguar. He was the one that was training me on being a forensic investigator and all that stuff. And I met Brad Johnson there too. It was really, really a fun time that we had. And I had a very most profound experience there, spiritual experience. But I'm not going to go into it in this episode. But anyway, I always had nothing but a wonderful time. But one time I did remember, hell, how can I forget? We were living in Washington, and my two kids were born there, my two youngest ones that are in their teens now. They were born in Seattle, Washington. I freaking am in love with that place. I'm going to tell you right now. If I could live there, I mean, I know I could live with my kids, but I have a foreigner husband, so it kind of makes it impossible because he will not take the job, and I would not allow him to take the job because I believe that if you're an immigrant, you have to take the COVID shot and all this bullshit, right? So I am in love with Washington. My second ex-husband was the one that introduced me to Washington. He was stationed there. And one time we tried to go see Jaguar. We tried to go across the border. And they were effing strict as hell. They were mother effers, okay? And like, well, and he had to open up his mouth. Well, he had to because in case it pulled up on his record, he had to say that he had, you know, a drunk
DUI.
A DUI, yeah, a DUI. And I just wanted to, he says, I just want to let you know that was a long time ago, but I should be having that off my record. And right away, they pulled us to the side in the secondary position, and then they had us go inside their big office with no freaking bathrooms at all. At least in the United States, we have borders. We have bathrooms, okay? But, you know, no bathrooms at all. And they went – he left his freaking phone in the freaking truck. We had our two babies with us at the time. They were little. And they went into his phone and said, yeah, you're lying to us. You're going to do this and that. You totally lied. They checked his conversation and everything. And I'm like, why didn't you put a freaking passcode on your damn phone? Like, I mean, I was so pissed off at him. Sometimes he just doesn't think, you know. He's very trusting, a trusting guy. Maybe too trusting because I think the Navy made him like that. I don't know. But I was really pissed off because we had a very important meeting with our friend and his wife friend who just flew from Japan. She's Japanese. And that happened. And I'm like, what the hell? So anyway, they turned us around and told us to come. We had to leave. We couldn't go into the country. So I was really, really pissed off. So I knew that things were getting really, really strict. And the way that they were treating us was bullying. And when we came back and through the States, they were really nice. They treated us very well, of course, you know. And my ex-husband was saying, you know, I don't understand what the hell happened. He goes, wow, really? They looked into your phone? What the hell? I'm like, yeah, I mean, it was getting really, really horrible. And before, when my second ex and I went to Canada, you know, I was pregnant with my son, Hunter, at the time. And all we needed was a driver's license. That's all we needed. We didn't need a passport. We didn't need nothing. But when we came back, we were challenged by the state saying, you need, you know, we need to show a passport or something. And he's like, well, here's my military ID. Here's my wife. And so he was arguing with him and saying, no, we can't let her in. And he goes, look, she's fucking pregnant. Look at her. She is an American. Here's her driver's license. Here's her everything. Then we needed a passport to get back. So it was crazy. So, of course, they let us in. You know, I'm pregnant and shit. Like, I was, like, about ready to pop, you know. And but I noticed, I said, what the hell is going on? Things were just not the same anymore. And we started noticing the cops, you know, they were in the United States. They were all like undercover cops. They didn't show you that they were cops or not. They'd be undercover cops waiting for you so they can pull you over, you know, but still to this day, I love it there. I'm in love with Oregon and Washington, but I heard, you know, now it's a very Democratic state there, Oregon and California. So it's not a good place. I'm glad we left when we had to leave, but it is absolutely a shame what's going on in our country in the United States. I love my country very much. As I told you before, I was in the Army ready to defend and fight for the people in the United States. I was ready to die for you all. Okay. That's a big thing to do. Even though I'm a woman and all that, and I wouldn't be out there in the front lines, but still to sign up for the Army to defend. And I signed up in 2002 in April because of what happened in 2001 when they blew up the Twin Towers. I thought it was an outside job. I didn't know any better. And I signed up that year after that year. I wanted to sign up. My first ex-husband was a Marine. So I said, you know, I want to know what you went through. I don't want to be an unappreciative wife, what you've gone through. I want to understand and know what you went through. So I want to join the Army and see what you've seen. I did that. You know, I went all the way. And I didn't stand for a reason, obviously. And I'm glad I didn't stand because, you know, who knows what would have happened, right? But it was a really, there's a lot of things going on right now in the world and with Putin and all of that. And I'm here to tell you, you know, there's a man that I spoke with, Angelic Humanity. He's got some really good information on Instagram. Go check him out, Angelic Humanity. He shares a lot of information that you really need to know. And I really want to have him on my show when we can get him on the show. He's a hardworking man. He really is. And he is sharing a lot of information about the Zionism, about the Jewish people. He was the one that told me about Trump being Jewish. And it shows him in the Wailing Wall, or one of the walls in Jerusalem, I think it was. And he had a yarmulke? Yarmulke? The Jewish hat? Yarmulke. And the whole thing, he said, Alex Jones is Jewish. He's Jewish. They're all part of the Zionist system. Now, again, I'm not knocking down the Jewish people at all because I love the Jewish people. I've studied ancient Judaism.
They're not all like that.
No, they're not all like that. Just like fanaticism in any religion. You got fanaticism in Satanism. You got the freaking globalists eating babies and shit like that. But not all Satanism is like that. You know, there's a lot of people that are atheist Satanists. They're like, hey, I don't believe in that, but I just want freedom. I'm liberated and whatever. And then you got the Christians. You got Christians that are really devout Christians and that really do follow what Jesus taught. And then you got the other Christians like Waco, we call them Waco, Texas. There's always fanaticism in every freaking religion, okay? No matter what, look at Dalai Lama. I mean, I'm all about Buddhism, 100%, but look what he's doing. He's a freaking pedophile. I mean, I didn't even know this. I didn't even want to believe it.
So was Mother Teresa.
And Mother Teresa was part of it. She was part of the whole human trafficking thing. So, and a lot of celebrities are part of that as well. It's a very sad thing that's happening right now. But we have to really open our eyes as the people of this realm, of this earth. We have to open our eyes and see what the hell's going on. And that's why I put it out there. Learn to become magicians. Learn to meditate. Learn to take control of your reality. It doesn't matter what's going on out there. It's what's going on in here in your mind. Because once you're able to control what's in your mind, you can create the reality that you want. You don't need to get sucked into all of these things that's going on out there because they're just distractions.
So if you just figure it out, right? Have you noticed whenever you think of something or if you see something, which is the stimuli, right? Because 90% of the stimulation you receive in your body is through sight. Whatever you see on the external part of your world is going to stimulate the chemicals inside your body. That's going to make you feel in a certain way. Either going to feel hatred, horrified, love, gratitude, or whatever. But this is what it's all about. They do these things to make you feel horrible, to make you feel bad, to make you feel low, to bring your frequency down so that you're not up there. That's what the news does to you. So basically, just turn the TV off. Stop watching it. Mm-hmm. Use it for something else.
Watch Netflix.
Yeah, even watch Netflix, I guess. But there's a lot of stuff out there that there's hidden truth. It's all out there. It's in there. But this is how they do it. It's all part of the law of attraction thing, right? You know how it works. Everything starts with a thought. And then that thought triggers a feeling. And then that feeling is what the universe understands. And the feeling that you send out is a frequency, and that's what the universe sends back to you. That's how it works. So if you're feeling horrible and shitty and fear and then scared because of you saw something bad that's happening on the news, that's what's going to happen. Everybody as a collective that watches that news is going to be feeling that same feeling, horrified or fear or whatever. It's a control mechanism. That's what they do. They get everybody, or at least as many people as they can, to feel like this, and then they feed off your energy. That's why you're so lethargic. That's why you feel so weak. That's why you feel so tired. Because they're sucking the life out of you because you're going falling for their shit. It's that easy. It's that simple. Just stop buying into their bullshit. Stop putting out those feelings of hate, sorrow, fear, all the bad feelings. Stop it, stop it, stop it. It starts with you. If you feel good something inside your body, see the good, all the bad situations, right? Because if you see the good in all the bad situations, that's where the opportunities are. You can't see them because you're being blinded by deceit. You can't see them because you're feeling shitty and horrible because of the deceit. So really, you know how law of attraction works. So stop buying into this bullshit and let's create a new, better earth for us all to live in peace and harmony without these fuckers.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better than myself. Better than myself. Very, very true. But we're here to lift you up, to let you know that you have the power. It's not...
Yeah.
What's going on out there? You're fucked. Please.
No.
We're not here about that. We're not here to tell you these scary things. You know, whatever belief you have,
we just pointed out,
whether it's Christian, whether it's pagan, whether it's Muslim, it doesn't matter. Know that you have power. You have spiritual guides there with you no matter what.
Tap into them.
Just tap into them and connect with them. Connect with your ancestors. Even more so, get an altar. You know, put a glass of water on the altar, because that's the communication between you and the ancestors. And then have light a white candle to your ancestors. Light a candle if you want to Jesus, or light a candle to Virgin Mary, or do your ritual work, you know, every day to make you feel better, to make you feel good that you are looked after, you are taken care of. And the more you do that, the more you're in control of your reality, what you see right now. And it lifts your vibration. It really does. That's the beauty of ritual, devotion, prayer, incantations, invocations, whatever you want to call it. You know, Catholics are very devout. Muslims are, especially. You know, when they do their thing, they feel good every day. They're like, yeah, I connected. I tapped into Allah, and I'm good. Okay, the Catholics, I tapped into Virgin Mary. I tapped into Jesus. I did my rosary. I chanted my rosary, you know, and I feel good. I've handled it. I'm good. And really, it's psychological, too. It's a psychological help to make you realize, they got my back. I'm good. There's nothing I have to worry about.
Triggers the feelings.
Mm-hmm. It triggers the feelings. It makes you feel good. You turn off the television of all the fear and bullshit. Just know. Just transmute that energy. Counteract it. You know, whenever you see negative shit, you say, I transmute this in the name of whatever. I transmute this energy in the name of Jesus. I transmute this energy in the name of Christ or Mary or whatever, in the name of Lucifer for the Luciferians. I transmute this energy. I am protected. This does not bother me at all.
Yeah, just quickly, knowledge is power. So obviously just sell your TVs and buy books.
Oh, yes.
Because obviously knowledge is power, and this is what they're not wanting you to do, but they do it. The elites do it.
Oh, they do
they read every day. They do rituals every day. They do all this every day, but they scare you away from doing this. They distract you from doing all this. This is what we are on about.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They turn it into Hollywood. They make certain ancient gods look like Hollywood characters, and it isn't true. They only do that to scare you out of it. Mm. So they have the power always, because they're always the ones with the knowledge. More knowledge than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? Why is it that they have more knowledge than you? Because they're secure and confident in their belief system. That's why. And that's why you need to create a ritual every day, a belief system, and, you know, whatever you have to do. And that is just it. So we have 7 minutes left, and I just want to wrap it up. Check out our Etsy store. It's Raven Moon Shadow, ravenmoonshadowshop.etsy.com. Check out our T-shirts. And if you want something customly done, we can do it for you as well.
Just email you what?
Just email me at Druanna, D-R-U-A-N-N-A, at pm.me, or Druanna, D-R-U-A-N-N-A, at protonmail.com. Okay? And we'd be happy to help you, to serve you, get your T-shirts done. We're even going to be doing hoodies as well for those of you that are in a very cold-ass
hoodies,
climate.
Caps.
Caps.
Cups, whatever.
Cups, mugs, whatever it is that you want. You know, mouse mats, you know, for your computer. So that's what we're doing. We're actually going to be putting together a Moving Beyond the Matrix T-shirt. We're putting that together in Gods of Amenti T-shirt as well. So anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you would like a psychic tarot reading for me, you can go to ravenmoonshadowtemple.com and just keep listening to us on movingbeyondthematrix.com. We post our podcasts on there, and listen to us live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on freedomizerradio.com. All right, everyone, take care. Have a happy Easter. Enjoy your family. Enjoy everything. Bye for now. Bye for now. Adios.